Well, I first got the form around about October time last year. And I tried to get it, they say, try and get it filled in as quickly as possible so you can. But I didn't hear until around about, I think it was around about the beginning of May this year. So it's taken them, what, nearly 3-4 months to do it. And I went for my assessment around about the middle of May, and I got a letter about, must have been at least 2 or 3 weeks later, telling me that they'd take me off PIP. And but the stress I was under waiting to hear was terrible. You know, I was getting worried. I was getting very anxious. I tried to put it at the back of my mind, you know, not to worry about things, but it was worrying family members, it was worrying friends. You know, they saw that it was, you know, really getting on my, you know, because I always say, don't get in touch with us, we'll get in touch with you. So you're worried in case if you try and get in touch, they're going to have a go at you. You know, they're going to say, oh, you know, you shouldn't have done that. Well, we want to know what's happening. You know, it's putting me under stress, and it's not doing my mental health any good, you know, because as well as being suffering from depression, you know, it makes it worse. So, I know it's a case of waiting, but they should let you know within at least a few earlier than that, you know, and then it puts worries out of your mind then, and, you know, either you need to go for an appeal or you don't, you know, but so you just have to, with my eyes, I know you just have to wait, but it's put me under a lot of stress. Friends at work and colleagues that I work with, Advocacy for All, you know, they keep asking me when's have you heard anything or anything like that, and you know I can't give him any information when it's due, and just putting me under stress and other people under stress as well, you know. So it is a worrying thing, you know. You're worrying about whether or not you're going to get your money back, or whether or not they're going to say, well, you can have your money back, but you can only have a certain amount of money, or, you know, it's, especially when you rely on other things to keep you going, and I relied on that money for, you know, getting food in and stuff like that, you know, so, and paying some of the bills, you know, I still owe people some money through some bills, because I haven't got the money to pay for it, and they sometimes I don't think they realise that, you know. They think, oh yeah, take it off them. They don't realise you're putting a lot of people being put under stress and stuff like that. And as I say, it's not only you under stress, it's other people as well, isn't it? It's family members, you know. And you're trying to put a brave face on it, you know. And like my friend Gordon, he can see right through it. You know, we've been friends for nearly 30 years, so you'll be able to see, you know, and they see, you can see right through, you can tell, you know, you can, but they don't realise that, and they, you know, think, oh yeah, sign him off, go away, don't need him, you know, or don't need her, whoever it is, you know. So it's a stress, really, it's really bad, can be, you know. I've had to go back on my antidepressants because of that sometime, you know, so I'll go get the prescription for that, and so it's I shouldn't have to rely on tablets just to calm myself down, but because of the anxiety it's put me through, it's done that, you know. It's other things like that. So, but I know I'm very optimistic. We're getting there, but it's taken them a long time, isn't it? So, you know, I'm not too bad while I'm around other people, you know. When I'm indoors on my own, I think to myself, you know, do I have to do these things? I've got to, you know, not worry about them, but I do, you know. I shouldn't do, but I do worry about things, you know.